Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for coming down to our level when we couldn't come up to yours by coming and dying on that cross. And Lord, I thank you for the privilege of being able to worship you in gratitude for what you've done for us. And Lord, as we are about to hear about this year's ASG and a little bit about next year's, maybe be reminded that it is also a means to worship you. Lord, may everything that is said and done tonight be to your glory. And we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good evening. It's good to see your faces tonight. Soon I won't be seeing them again, so it's good to see them tonight. The ASG has a couple of special awards we'd like to give tonight. The student body doesn't know about these typically, and we wanted to let you in on some things that are going on. We have an annual award that we give that we've called our Unsung Hero Award, and it goes to a faculty or a staff member that we feel has gone above and beyond, not only to help the student council, but to show their love and their care for the student body, for each of you. So I would like to introduce to you the nominees, and if they would please stand, and then you'll have an opportunity to show them your appreciation. We had three nominees this year, and then we'll introduce to you to the recipient of that award. And this year, those nominees were Dr. Tom Umbel. I think he's here. Shelly Grimes, and I don't think she could be with us tonight. If you get a chance, drop by and tell her you appreciate her, though. And Professor Posey. And this year's recipient of the Unsung Hero is Professor Posey. If you would please. We just have a certificate of appreciation for you to express our love to you for the love that you've shown us. Thank you.
For the past 10 years, I have said I have the best job in all of the world because I work with the best people in the best place in all the world there is to be in service to the kingdom. And even though this is not deserved, it's very, very much appreciated because I think that it represents your love for me as much as I love you. Thank you, everyone.
We have another certificate we'd like to present tonight. NBC is involved with Nazarene Student Leadership Conference, which involves the other Nazarene Liberal Arts universities. And each year they nominate faculty members from each institution to receive the Charles K. Morrow Award. Charles K. Morrow was a professor at Mid-American Nazarene University, was very involved in missions work and motivating students toward missions. He was tragically killed in an accident in October of 1989. And so we have begun this award in his honor. This year, our nominee from Nazarene Bible College was Dr. Tom Umbel. If you would come. We just want to say to you that we thank you for all that you do for the students, and we want to express our appreciation to you tonight. And one other really quick thing that in the form of introductions, some people that maybe you may not know, With our involvement with Nazarene Student Leadership, we go to a conference in the spring, the outgoing president, the incoming president, and the spiritual life person. And so this year, I don't think you know that there were some people there representing Nazarene Bible College, and I would just like to introduce them to you at this moment. Bosley and the Angels. There is a banquet, and everyone has to dress up, and, you know, we're the old people to most of the other schools, and typically don't participate, but this year we participated, guns and all, as you can see. So I just wanted to make sure you got a chance to meet those people. Nothing's a surprise anymore, right? Well, here we are at the end of another year. And to some of us, this year has passed very quickly. For people like myself and other graduates who are about to leave and move on to other things. And to some of you, it may have seemed like the year has just crept by because you're thinking about preparation time that is still to come. So I guess it's a perspective thing, depending on where you're at in that process, right? Well, as a student body president, I have had opportunities to gain new perspectives on many things this last year, and I would like to speak honestly to you for just a moment from my heart. And as you can tell, I am struggling tonight, emotionally saying goodbye. But let me share just a few things with you. Now, I know that some of you are sitting there thinking, I have to endure another ASG chapel. Don't lie, I know, I've heard it. Some of you think that it's useless. It's a nuisance. It's a waste of time. It's just a political game. So why do we get involved? Trust me, I have heard all of the comments. But if I could tonight, I would like to connect for you my time with ASG with a comment that I heard at the open forum my freshman year on this campus. I heard a graduate, someone who was preparing to graduate, make the remark that he hadn't had any opportunities to put into practice the ministry applications that he had learned in the classroom. And I understood him to say that that component was missing. At that time, as a new student, his comment scared me. But it has stuck with me for 4 years. I have thought about that over and over again. And my perspective tonight is that that is an NBC myth. There are opportunities to practice ministry, if you want to call it practice, right here on our campus. And for me, ASG has been one of those opportunities. ASG has provided me with opportunities to practice Dr. Butler's administration techniques, if you've had that class yet. However, I do hope that I do better with the budgets of my new church than I've done with the ASG budgets for the last year. And I expressed to Dr. Butler this morning that I may need to repeat that class again online after I leave. I've also had numerous leadership opportunities. I have learned that being a leader means hearing every tiny little thing about what went wrong. It means not always hearing much about what went well. It also means taking full responsibility for the things that did not go well and giving credit to those who so deserve it for the things that went well. I've had opportunities to increase my time management skills, my conflict management skills, my stress management techniques. I still have a ways to go, but I have grown in those areas. I've learned how to apply Professor Like's instruction in practice of Christian ministry to surround yourself with those people who are strong in the areas that you are weak and then let them have at it. And that last part are my words and not his, as far as let them have at it. My friends, these are the things of ministry. NBC is a place to prepare for ministry, and preparation includes the practical things as well as the spiritual things. Next to Christ, my husband has been my greatest strength. I can say that tonight because he's not here to hear me. He has a saying that I have heard countless times during the last 4 years, and this past year I've heard it so much that I kind of dread it when he starts. He says, prior planning prevents poor performance. Prior planning prevents poor performance. Now, most of you are headed into a summer and a much-needed break. But if I could, I would like to give you just a word of encouragement tonight for the time of preparation that still lies ahead for some of you. Embrace all that NBC has to offer to you. Every one of you have a heart for ministry and a desire to give of your best to the Master. It doesn't have to be through ASG, but won't you allow NBC to prepare you for ministry in every way possible, so that when you are on this end of your preparation time and looking at an assignment just a few weeks down the road, that everything you do in ministry will glorify the Lord. Overshadowing all those practical things have been some wonderful God moments this past year. I think we can all agree that God has been faithful. As I reflect, I am reminded of definite moments of visible assurance of God's faithfulness. When elected as a student body president a year ago, God impressed upon my heart that our vision for the campus for this year should come from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. If you'd allow me to read that to you one last time. Colossians chapter 3. And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone else. Just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. We sum that up this year in a theme titled Humility, Service, and Love. I've been privileged to witness acts of humility. As relationships have developed, grown, or been mended, as individuals have grown in their relationship with the Lord and with each other, I've been privileged to witness acts of service. As faculty members and students have reached out to others right here in our community and around the world, such as through the Operation Christmas Child Project, and as council members have generously given of their time and talents for this campus, I've had the privilege to experience and witness extreme acts of love. This body of Christ became a visible representation of the gospel as our collective hearts gave to the tsunami victims through the sacrifice and offering of the Valentine non-banquet. If you were involved in that, I'm sure that you, like myself, will never forget that moment. God has been faithful, and we have been blessed to be a part of that. To my council this year, I have to say thank you. To the students to the staff and faculty, which, believe it or not, I realize this week I'm going to miss. You know, you think about the time when you leave, but I'm going to miss them. I have to say thank you. To each student on this campus, I've been blessed to have known you. I've been blessed to have worked beside you. And I've been blessed to serve as your student body president. Thank you for that opportunity. And to Dr. Mattson, I have to say thank you. He's invested countless hours, people, trying to transform a hillbilly girl from Nebraska into someone that God could place into ministry. And contrary to the picture, I haven't always been an angel to do that with. Thank you, Dr. Mattson. To quote Chaplain Like in closing, I just want to say to you all that I consider it an honor and a privilege to have shared space with God-called men and women. It's truly been a joy, and I pray that God will bless your ministry, if that's in an assignment in the near future, or if that's a continued ministry on this campus as you continue your preparation. I pray God's blessings on your life. And it's my privilege at this moment to introduce to you your new ASG president for the upcoming year. One of the joys of this year have been to watch people develop and grow And I've got to watch that in Chris Robertson. I know God has great things in store for her in the next year. Chris, would you come? I just want to say to you, Chris, that there are joys and struggles in the year ahead. And if you allow God to lead you, you'll enjoy both of them.
This is really nice. I didn't really look at it this morning. Can I use this in council meetings, Dr. Mattson? Okay. Angie, I just want to say thank you, and it has been a privilege to serve on the council with you, and I thank you for all that you've taught me, and I love you, and I will be calling you many times. I just want to start off with our theme for next year, which is imitate Christ's humility. And it's wonderful to be thinking of a scripture and feel that it's the one that God is telling you, and then you spend a little bit more time in Ohio than you think you should, and you're with another angel, and she tells you that it's the same scripture that she's been thinking of as well. It's Philippians 2, 1 through 11. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As the council serves the students next year, it is my hope that we will be able to demonstrate these characteristics. Most of all, we will be intentional about always putting God first in all we do. Through prayer and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, we want to be servants, allowing God's agenda to come through. Nazarene Bible College is a place not only to learn how to minister effectively, but also the place to allow God to meet you where you are and transform you into the person he wants you to be. At times, this transformation can seem overwhelming. The council will be there to carry your request to the Lord. Know that as the NBC family, we need to lift each other up. The family of NBC doesn't only include the staff, faculty, administration, and students. It also includes the children that are at home every night and the spouses that may often feel as though they are single parents. Therefore, the council will be mindful to include everyone as often as we can in social and recreational activities. During these gatherings, friendships can develop among kids, spouses, and students. These may be the friends that are called to share prayer requests with at a stressful time. We hear about the miracles that God does to get people here so they can prepare to better serve him. Then difficulties come, and it is almost as if they forget God's faithfulness. Unfortunately, at that time, the challenges and difficulties become overwhelming, and students return home. The story would more than likely be different if they had shared some of these concerns with others, including council members and students that could pray with them, encourage them, and remind them of the call God has placed on their lives. The council this year, under Angie's leadership, has built a foundation of care and concern for fellow students, as well as concern for other parts of the world. I pray that this would continue to grow stronger next year. As I have mentioned, challenges and concerns can come up. In the 2005-2006 council desires to be there to encourage you, to pray with you, and to listen to you as you learn and grow spiritually into the men and women God is transforming you to be. And at this time, Dr. Stelting has a few words to say.
Thank you, Chris, and in a few moments I'll be leading a time of prayer for dismissal as well as praying for our ASG leaders. But I've asked for the privilege of spending just a few minutes introducing a subject to you that you may have been vaguely aware of, but you need to hear it better now. In about 5 months, Nazarene Bible College is going to host a very significant event on this campus. In fact, we have been working at this event all this school year and laying plans even before that. And just to keep me on track, I've got a little PowerPoint presentation. I will read it out loud. You can read it on the screen. And this should serve as advanced warning for that event. Well, we'll see. Ain't technology wonderful? Okay. Now I can't read it on my screen. How about that? Let's do it this way. Nazarene Bible College, strength and quality today and tomorrow. Educating committed Christians for ministry, assuring the finest in biblical higher education. Nazarene Bible College is credited by the Commission on Accreditation of the Association for Biblical Higher Education. This is the ABHE, formerly known as the Accrediting Association of Bible Colleges. Nazarene Bible College has been accredited by this association since 1976, and we're very proud of this association. However, Nazarene Bible College is also pursuing accreditation with a Higher Learning Commission of the North Central Association of Colleges and Schools. This is the HLC, the Higher Learning Commission. The HLC is a regional accrediting association, one of six such associations in the United States. Every major university, state college, private university is accredited by one of the six regional accrediting associations. More and more, Bible colleges such as NBC are choosing to hold dual accreditation, both with the ABHE and their regional association. Nazarene Bible College is now in the process of working toward that dual accreditation with both the ABHE and the HLC. Accreditation is membership by a college or university in a voluntary association. Accreditation is action by an accrediting association declaring that a college or university meets the criteria set out by the membership of that association. Accreditation is also a status held by a college or university that assures students and other publics that the college is a legitimate institution, strong, stable, and forward-looking. HLC accreditation is granted after a self-study by an institution. NBC has been in an exhaustive self-study now for over a year. Accreditation is also granted after a site visit, a visit by a team of consultant evaluators from other institutions who study the operations of NBC to determine whether NBC meets the requirements for accreditation. NBC will host a site visit from the HLC next October, that is October 24 through 26, 2005. Accreditation is granted after a favorable recommendation of the site team and a review committee. Our plans are for all this to be completed for the HLC by March 2006. Let me repeat, NBC will host a site visit from the HLC October 24 through 26, 2005. So you ask, what can I do? Pray. Definitely. And become very, very familiar with the following two statements. We will have many ways to remind you of this in the next months to come. So here are the two statements. Purpose: Nazarene Bible College exists to glorify Jesus Christ as Lord by preparing adults to evangelize, disciple, and minister to the world. And then the mission: Nazarene Bible College is an undergraduate professional school of Christian ministry committed to academic and practical programs designed to educate students for service and leadership in a diverse world. Next fall, as we move toward the site visit, we will have a major meeting or several major meetings to prepare the whole campus for participating in the activities of the visiting team. Thank you for your support to help make NBC the best institution to prepare persons for ministry and to take the gospel to the ends of the world. So please keep this in mind. You'll be hearing more about this. I assure you, you will hear more about this. Let's stand for prayer, please, ladies. Father, what a wondrous thing it is when your voice comes in some indelible way to call us into your service. And that call is not just a call of privilege, it is more important, a call of responsibility and of preparation and of practice of skills. Thank you for your work in the life of Angie and Chris to bring them to this point. Thank you for all the ways you have led them and led our campus government this past year. They have done for us and led us to do things that we would not be able to do on our own. We thank you. And Lord, for all the grace that you have given them, all the growth they have experienced, all the vision and faith they have expressed, would you now work in them for this next year to bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ? Thank you for this time together. May our hearts beat with praise for Jesus Christ, the one in whom we pray this prayer. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed.